بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد In the name of Allah the Most Merciful the One who bestows mercy Indeed all praise is due to Allah the Lord of the worlds and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So in this lesson, we come to the ninth matter which invalidates a person's Islam. And the author, rahimahullah, he said, التاسع من اعتقد أن بعض الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد sallallahu alayhi wasallam. التاسع, the ninth matter, i.e. which invalidates a person's Islam, من اعتقد, is whoever believes أن بعض الناس يسعه الخروج عن شريعة محمد, that it is okay or it is permitted for some people to be external to the Sharia of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما وسع الخضر الخروج عن شريعة موسى عليه السلام. Just as it was permitted for Khidr to be external to the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, فَهُوَ كَافِر, then this person is a kafir. Any person who believes that it is okay for himself or okay for somebody else to not implement the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or to be external to al-Islam, or the rulings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this is kufr. And there is further detail when it comes to this issue. So when it comes to a person being external to the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, either it can be juz'i or kulli. So juz'i, it means a person being external to the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in some part of it. So for example, a person says that the obligation of Ramadan, it doesn't apply to me. I'm outside the obligation of Ramadan. Or it can be kulliyun, i.e. a person says, I don't need to practice Islam in totality, or none of the obligations of Islam, they apply to me. So this is the first two types. So these are the first two types. Either a person believes that he is external to a part of the Sharia or all of the Sharia. The second categorization is a person who doesn't implement something from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of laziness, that's different. And somebody who doesn't implement something from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam believing he doesn't have to. These are two different things as well. And there are different types of people who enter into this invalidator. For example, a person who says that Islam, it is only for the Arabs. As for the non-Arabs, it's okay for us not to implement Islam. Or, as for the non-Arabs, the rulings of Islam don't apply to us. That person enters into this invalidator. Or, for example, a person says that the rulings of Islam, the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was applicable 1400 odd years ago. As for today, it doesn't apply to us. This is also kufr. Or for example, a person says that some of the Quran is relevant, however, other parts of the Quran requires change, or it's irrelevant, or it's outdated. This also is kufr. Or for example, a person says that a particular righteous person or a particular wali has reached such a high level of wilaya or such a high level of at-taqwa that they don't need to fulfill some of the obligations. So for example, my sheikh or my wali or my murshid, his taqwa is so high that the obligation of salah no longer apply, or the prohibitions of music or zina do not apply to this person. This is also kufr. Also, a person who claims prophethood. So somebody says that I am a new prophet, or somebody was a new prophet, and therefore the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been abrogated by this new sharia, it is also kufr. Also, for example, the ilmaniyun. And the ilmaniyun are the secularists. And they say that we have to separate between the state and the religion. So the rulings of Islam which apply to you personally, you can practice them. If you want to make dhikr, if you want to make wudu, if you want to pray salah, if you want to fast, you can do all of that. But Islam has no part to play in the state or the government or society at large. This is also kufr. And for example, another group of people who enter into this invalidator are, for example, the Jews and the Christians, who say that we accept Islam, we accept the teachings of Islam, we worship Allah upon Tawheed, we don't believe that Isa is the son of Allah, however we are going to follow the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam, or we're going to follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Even if they truly followed the Sharia of Musa and Isa, which hasn't been changed, then it is still al-kufr. So the point is that it isn't allowed for anybody to be external to the Sharia of Islam or the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And why is this kufr? If somebody believes that it's okay for them to be external to the Sharia, why is it kufr? Because this person has gone against the clear ayat of the Quran and the clear hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So for example, in the hadith of Jabir, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أُعْطِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُنَّ أَحَدٌ قَبْلِي. I have been given five matters which are exclusive to me. No other prophet before me has been given these five matters. And one of the five matters, he said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَةً وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَىٰ النَّاسِ كَافَةً. The prophets who came before me, they were sent to only their nations or their tribes. As for me, I have been sent to all mankind. So this shows every single person has to enter into the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, when the author said Sharia to Muhammad, he isn't just talking about the rules or the laws or the punishments. When he says Sharia to Muhammad, meaning Islam, meaning the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another evidence that the guidance of the Prophet is inclusive to all is a saying of Allah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah said, we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except to all people, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, as a giver of glad tidings and a warner of the punishment. So the point is, Allah said, كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ, that we have sent you sufficient for all the people. Also the saying of Allah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Verily, I am a messenger of Allah to all of you. جَمِيعًا, to all of you. And as I mentioned, even the Jew or the Christian, if they accepted Tawheed and they followed the true teachings of the Torah, or the true teaching of the Injil, then they still remain upon kufr. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌ ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِي وَبِالَّذِي جِئْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا دَخْلَ النَّارِ. That any Yahudi or Nasrani hears of me and then does not have iman in me and does not have iman in that which I came with, meaning my sunnah, my guidance, my sharia, إِلَّا دَخْلَ النَّارِ, except that that person enters the fire. So the point is, many ayat of the Quran and a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam which obligate the sharia of Islam upon every single person after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if somebody now claims that such and such wali or a particular group or this part of Islam no longer applies, then that person has rejected the clear ayat and the hadith, and this is why it is kufr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he once saw Umar radiallahu anhu and in his hands was some papers from the Torah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam rebuked him, and then he said, لَوْ كَانَ أَخِي مُوسَى حَيًّا مَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا التَّبَاعِي. If my brother Musa, i.e. the Prophet alayhi salam, if he was alive today, then it would not be enough for him except that he has to follow me. So even the previous prophets and the messengers, if they were alive today, they would have to follow the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is because the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has abrogated all the previous Sharia, all the previous legislations. So even if a messenger was to come, his Sharia has been abrogated. And therefore the Sharia which is applicable is the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that when Isa alayhi salam, when he will descend once more before Qiyam al-Sa'ah, he will not come and implement his own Sharia. Even he will come and implement the Sharia of Islam. So the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is an obligation upon every single person, Arabs and non-Arabs. 1440 years ago until Yawm al-Qiyamah, men and women, and not only humans but even the jinn as well. So the jinn as well, they have to implement the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the evidence for this is Suratul Jinn. Suratul Jinn, like Allah said, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي لَلْرُشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. Allah said that the jinns, they said, verily we have heard this amazing Qur'an, it calls to that which is correct, so we have iman in it and we will not ascribe partners to our Lord. So if a jinn thought or believed that the Qur'an or the Sharia is only for the humans, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a human, as for us we're jinns, and therefore this Qur'an doesn't apply to us, or this guidance doesn't apply to us, then also that jinn has left the fold of Islam. So the point is that the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every single person has to follow it. Why would a group of people say that they are external to the Sharia of Islam? The author mentioned they will justify it with a doubt. And the doubt is, it was okay for Khidr to be external to the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Therefore it is okay for us or for our wali or for a particular group of people to be outside the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Meaning, just as Khidr was a great wali, a great person of taqwa, had a lot of knowledge, this allowed him to be external to the guidance of Musa alayhi salam. And therefore, our awliya and those who are knowledgeable regarding Allah and aware of Allah, they can be like Khidr and they can also leave the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning it doesn't apply to them. And the story of Khidr and Musa alayhi salam is famous, mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. And that is that one day Musa alayhi salam, he stood and he gave a sermon in front of the people. And so the people asked him, they said, Ya Musa, O Musa, هل هناك من هو أعلم منك على وجه الأرض? Is there anybody upon the face of the earth who is more knowledgeable than you? And Musa alayhi salam, he said, no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, he said, إن لي عبد من العباد. That verily, I have a worshipper from amongst the worshippers. في أرض فلان وفلان. In the land of so and so and so and so. وهو أعلم منك. And he's more knowledgeable than you. So then Musa alayhi salam, he left his city and he went to that land to find Khidr. And he came to Khidr and he said to him that Allah has given you some knowledge which I do not have. So he said, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمْنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا? That can I follow you so you can teach me that which the guidance which has been given to you? And Khidr said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِي مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. That you will not be able to have patience over me. And the story is famous. Khidr alayhi salam, he built the wall and he killed the young boy and he made a hole in the ship. And each time Musa alayhi salam would ask him why. And then afterwards Khidr, he explained the reasons to him. The point is, they use this as an evidence that if it was okay for Khidr not to practice the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam because of his knowledge and his taqwa and how great a wali he was, then also it's okay for our awliya. And the answer to this is that first of all, the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam was not inclusive to all the nations. Rather, it was only for Bani Israel, only for the Israelites. Unlike the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Prophet said, كان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة, that every prophet who came before me was only sent to his group of people. As for me, إني بعث إلى الناس كافة, I've been sent to all people. So the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam was exclusive to his people only. And Khidr alayhi salam was not from his people. Now this is why Allah told him that he's in such and such a land. You have to go find him. You have to leave your people. So it cannot be said that Khidr left the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Why? Because the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam was not an obligation upon him in the first place. And this is why in the previous times there was more than one prophet at the same time but in different lands. Like that occurred with Ibrahim and Hud alayhi salam. That both of them were there but they were in different times and each of them was giving the message or the Sharia to his own people. So this doubt, it doesn't apply here. And this is why, as we said, why Khidr did not follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, because it wasn't an obligation upon him. Now, is every person who doesn't follow the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a kafir? No, it depends. As we mentioned, either this khuruj and shari'ati al-Islam can be juz'iyun or kulliyun, partial or absolute. Or it could be due to laziness, or it could be because a person is justifying that he doesn't have to practice the religion. So if a person leaves an aspect of the religion out of laziness, then this isn't kufr. So for example, a person doesn't fast out of laziness. A woman doesn't wear hijab out of laziness or for desires or for a dunya reason, then this is a great sin, but it is not kufr. A person leaves a small part of Islam believing it is okay for him to leave that part of Islam, then this is kufr. Of course, if there's no excuse. So for example, what we mean by this is a person fulfills the conditions of zakah and then says, but I don't believe that the conditions, I don't believe that the obligation of zakah applies to me. This is where it is kufr. So only if a person justifies leaving something from Islam or the Islam in totality. Even if that person believes in Allah, believes in the Messenger, believes in Tawheed, but then says, I don't believe that the salah is an obligation upon me. I don't believe that zakah is an obligation upon me. And the conditions have been fulfilled. This is where it is kufr. And there are different groups of people who fell into this doubt, as I mentioned. The first of them are Ghulatu Sufiya, the extreme Sufiya. And we mentioned previously that Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they have to always be fair and just, even when it comes to criticism. So we shouldn't say that the Sufiya, they believe it's okay for the awliya to be outside the guidance of the Prophet. No. Rather, it is the extreme ones amongst them. And this is what Sheikh Salih Fawzan, in his explanation, this is what he mentioned. He said, وَهُمْ غُلَاتُ صُوفِيَّةِ, that it is the extreme Sufis who believe this. So, your average Sufi from the various groups, they don't believe that it's okay for somebody to abandon the Salah or it's allowed for somebody to do the actions which are haram, inshallah. They don't believe this. But the extreme Sufis, and there are many of them today, they do believe it. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he gave one of the best examples when it came to being justice or being just even against the people of innovation. And that is, that you find in his books like At-Tadmuri and the other books, he will say, Ghulat al-Murji'ah said, and Ghulat al-Jahmiyyah said, that the extreme Murji'ah they said, and the extreme Jahmiyyah they said. He doesn't say the Murji'ah said or the Jahmiyyah said. And also, often he will subcategorize some of the sects. So he will say that the Jahmiyyah from amongst the Murji'ah, they had this belief. As for Murji'ah al-Fuqaha, then they had a lesser deviation. So, and this is a lesson to be just when it comes to even the people of innovation. So the Ghulat al-Sufiyya, the extreme Sufis, they have different types of doubts. One doubt is that our Wali, he knows Allah so well, or his taqwa is so high, or his wilayah is so much that Allah has forgiven the obligations from him. Or Allah permits him to do the matters which are haram for everybody else. This is kufr. And they use the story of Khidr as a justification. Also, some of them say that the religion is of two levels. There is al-zahir and al-batin. Al-zahir is what is apparent, and that is for everybody else. And then batin is that which is hidden, and this is for us. Or they'll say, for example, that Islam is of two levels. There is the qishr and there is the lub. So, or there is the skin or the outer surface of the Sharia of Islam, and then there's the inner core of Islam, the lub. So for us is the inner core. For you people is just the outer core, the salawat and the fasting and the zakah and the hajj, and this is haram and this is wajib. This is only the surface of the Sharia. That's for everybody else. As for us, then for us is the lub of Islam, the hidden core of Islam. Some of them, for example, they say that you people, you take your Islam from the dead. As for us, our revelation comes to us, our inspiration comes to us. You take it from the dead, meaning that a particular scholar narrated from a particular tabi'i, who narrated from a particular sahabi, all of them have passed away. As for us, then our awliya receive this inspiration or this revelation. Some of them, they say that you people have to study Islam. As for us, the meanings of the Quran come through kashf, or they come through dhawq. And kashf means that we are shown something like an epiphany or an inspiration, and dhawq is something that we feel inside us. So all of these different types of doubts, they all enter into this invalidator. The point behind all of this is that it's okay for us, or it's okay for our awliya, to not practice something from Islam that other people have to practice. And this, no doubt, it is kufr. And why is it kufr? Because they are rejecting the clear ayat of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ijma' of the ummah that Islam applies to every single person. Also, we mentioned the ilmaniyun, the secularists who say the private parts of Islam or the personal aspects of Islam, you are free to practice. In your houses, in your mosques, you can practice. As for the social aspect of Islam or the governance of Islam, the rulings of Islam, then they have to be separated. The religion is for your house. As for the state, then it is separate to the religion. This is also kufr. Why? Because Islam, it came complete. It covers everything. It is a deen. Also, as I mentioned, those people who say that Islam was okay then, as for now, it needs to be changed or modernized, it is kufr. As Sheikh Salih Fawzan, hafizahullah, he mentions another group of people, and they are the innovators, the mubtadi'ah, ahlul bid'ah. So when a person innovates into Islam, it's as if they are saying that certain aspects of Islam need adding to, and therefore we have to bring about this innovation. And so this also enters into this doubt, except that it isn't kufr, rather it is a sin. So when a person, for example, adds a new Eid, it's as if that person is saying through his action that the two Eids of Islam which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated are not sufficient, and therefore we now need to add a third type of Eid. When somebody innovates a particular type of dhikr or a way of doing the dhikr, it's as if the person is saying through his actions that this guidance of the Prophet in how to do dhikr, it isn't sufficient.
And therefore, we have to now bring another form of doing a dhikr. So, it's as if the person is mentioning this doubt, but by way of action, not by way of statements. But we don't say this is kufr. This is a bid'ah and it is a sin. And especially if that person says that this innovation, it is something which is good. Because through innovations, the religion is changed. So Christianity, how did it change? Through innovations. They innovated, and they carry on doing today until the whole religion has changed. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ وَإِنْ رَآهَا النَّاسِ حَسَنَةً. That all innovation is misguidance, even if the people consider it to be good. And Al-Imam Malik, he mentioned, مَنْ ابْتَدَعَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَةً. Whoever innovates a bid'ah into Islam, يَرَاهَا حَسَنَةً. And he considers it to be something which is good, فَقَدْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ قَدْ خَانَ الرِّسَالَةِ. Then he has claimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was treacherous towards the message. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the Prophet to convey all of the risala, all the message. Somebody comes along with innovations, thinking they're good. What is this person saying? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't completely convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Because Allah said, on this day I have perfected, I completed your religion for you, meaning there's nothing which needs to be added to it. And then Al-Imam Malik said, فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دِينًا لَنْ يَكُونَ دِينًا. That whatever was not part of Islam back then, i.e. at the time of the Sahaba, it will never be a part of Islam. And there are many statements from the Salaf which rebuke innovations and obligate the following of the Sunnah upon us. Of course, all of this is different to a person who was ignorant about an aspect of Islam and then he thought that it doesn't apply to him. That's separate. Or a person, because one of the conditions are not being fulfilled, the obligation doesn't apply to that person. So as I mentioned, for example, az-zakah, that person hasn't fulfilled some of the conditions of zakah, therefore, of course, the obligation of zakah does not apply. We're talking about a person who says that yes, the conditions are there, but because Fulan is such a great wali, then Allah has removed the obligations from him. Or the angels have stopped writing for him. Or Allah has allowed him to do certain sins. This is where it is kufr. So we suffice with this for this lesson. And in the next lesson, inshallah, we'll complete the text. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. Could you just...